We're holding on for Gimel Amud Aleph, the third line. We learned about this matter. We've been talking about this this matter of Olam Mevatlim Zuas Zu, whether things that are offered on the Mizbeach are Mevatl one another. The case we had in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Beis was where koimetz of one mincha got mixed up with a different mincha. And the Chachamim said that's fine, even if they're different consistencies, and Rabbi Yehuda had said that not. So we discussed that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim disagree on the point of the Chachamim hold that Olin are in Mevatim Zezze. Anything that's offered on Mizeach cannot be Mevatim one another, even if, as in this case, they absorb from one another. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Min B'Minoy is not Vatim, but it's not Min B'Minoy, and the last thing we said was that when you have Min B'Minoy, but you also have something else. As in this case, you have two menachas, but you also have and there's flour and there's oil involved. Then we have to consider as though the oil, as though one thing of oil is not there, and therefore all you have is the flour of the koimetz more than the oil that was absorbed in it, and therefore it's mevatalit, and therefore you don't have enough oil. So now the Gemara is going to talk about some other things relating to this, as far as menachas that got mixed up. We're not really mixed up, but another matter of oil in a korban that doesn't belong to him. So the Gemara says, Itzma, koimetz de minchas chote sheshimnoi. Suppose that the kohen took the koimetz of the minchas chote, which, as we've been learning all this time throughout this mesechta, is only flour, there's no oil and no levoin on it, sheshimnoi, and he puts oil on it. On the koimetz. Now, if you put oil on the mincha, there's no question it would be possible. He's also to do that. He even gets malchus for doing it, but here we're talking about only the koimetz. Rabbi Yechon of Apostle. Rabbi Yechon says that the koimetz will be possible because you're not allowed to put oil on any part of the mincha slater. Rabbi Shlokish says, on the contrary, you should do it. You actually could or should wipe it with the leftover oil from a different mincha. So all the more so, if you actually poured oil on it, it would be kosher. But Rish Lakish says, even the Hatchila, what you should be doing is take the oil from a different mincha, that there's some oil left over in the container, and rub the koimetz of the mincha schoita on it. Why would you want to do that? One point is that it's brought from a velvet brisker, because that way you'll make sure the koimetz stays together. We learned earlier in the second parak, there was an opinion that if the koimetz was broken up and then offered, then it's possible. So this way, and even fine, we said that's not necessarily so. That's not necessarily the final halacha, but nevertheless, it would be better to keep it together. And by dipping it or rubbing it in the oil, it'll make sure the oil will help hold it together. Where are you getting this oil from? So Rashi is saying we're talking about oil from the leftovers of a different mincha. Tosfos wonders that, wait a minute, we're going to say later in the parak, we're going to say that you have to have all the oil. You can't have any of the oil of the sudden missing. So where are they getting extra oil from? So Tosfos answer is with an expression that the Gemara uses in many places, the Torah was not given to Malachim. So when you have a lug of oil, when you have a lug of oil for a mincha, and you pour it out onto the mincha, inevitably some drops of oil are going to remain in the container. So those drops, now you can take the koimetz of the mincha schoita and rub it on those. Shittim Kubekis brings another answer, that we're talking about the loig of oil that a mitzvah brings with his korbanos, as we've learned about before. Where there, after he does the sprinklings of it and the applications of it to the mitzvah's ear, thumb, toe, and head, then the rest of it is available for the kohenim to eat. Well, very well, it's also available for them to dip or rub the mincha, the koimetz of the mincha schoite in it, says Rish Lakish. So he would say, not only is it kosher, but l'chila, you should be doing that. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The pasuk says, don't put oil on the mincha schoite and don't put lavona on it. And the answer is, Rosh Lakish is going to answer, Ahushala Yitma La Shemin Kechavei Seha. That just means you don't put oil on it as kvius before you took the koimetz from it, like you would by most other menachas. But after you took the koimetz, then not only is it fine to put oil on it, but even Rosh Lakish says you should lachatchila put oil on it. If you put a little oil on it, then it would be fine. So the Gemara says, Eitzfer Rabbi Yochanan le Rosh Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rosh Lakish, then I have a contradiction to you. We learn in a b'raisa more about this matter of menachas getting mixed up. Chodesh shenis arav v'bolol, if a dry mincha gets mixed up with a mixed mincha, a dry mincha, the pashas, we would understand means a mincha schoite where there's no oil in it. Bolol then would be a regular mincha which is mixed with oil. So b'raisa says if those are mixed together, yakiv. You can offer them both on the mizbeach. The dry one absorbed oil from the moist one. Doesn't matter. The chum say, as we said in the Mishnah, ain oilin, ain mevatel. There's things that are to be offered on the mizbeach are not mevatel one another, and therefore there's no problem. If we're talking about a mincha schoite or a mincha blula, usually. As we've been saying, you'd have to take a koimitz from them, so we'd have to be talking about that the koimitzim themselves were mixed up. If the menachos themselves were mixed, we're going to learn in the next mission of what the dinner are. Anyway, Rav Yehuda Omer Lo Yakri, Rav Yehuda says you can't offer it, because again, as we learned before, he holds Olim Mevakel Zezeh. The only way you can avoid Bittul is by having Min B'minah, and here you don't. Now, says Rav Yehuda, my love, koimitz minchas chote di arab koimitz minchas tzedava. Now, on the face of it, when we talk about dry and moist, we're talking about a koimitz of the minchas chote that is mixed up with the koimitz of the minchas tzedava. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the problem is that it absorbs some of the oil of the minchas tzedava. So you see that you can't put oil on. You can't put oil on the koimitz of the minchas nedava, and Rashi adds even the chachamim are only saying that it can be offered because oilin ein mevatel zezeh. So therefore we can say wherever that oil is, we consider it still belongs to the mincha that it came from. But to actually take oil on put on a minchas choyte where that oil never belonged there in the first place, even the chachamim shouldn't hold that it would be possible to offer such a thing. And Tosfos deals with another angle on it as well. Even Rish Lakish would have to agree that if they were mevatel one another, then as Rashi says, the Chacham would say you can't offer it. But here, the thing is that we're talking about that the oil that was placed on this claimant did not come. That's the whole point. It did not come from another mincha which now is lacking oil. It came from the leftover drops of oil, which as Tosfos says we don't care about anyway. So why is the Gemara even asking? So according to Rashi, then the question is that even Rish Lakish should have to agree that it wouldn't work because you're taking oil and placing it where you can't even talk about a matter of bittul. According to Tosfos, the question is the other. The Gemara should answer that the question isn't even a question precisely because we're not talking about matters of bittul. So Tosfos says the fact is both of them are going to be offered on the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's not a problem of chiser shamna, of any oil being lacking. The only potential problem is riba shamna, adding too much oil, which we've learned before, is no good. So now the question is then, that don't you have riba shamna? Isn't the implication that it's possible because you put too much oil, and therefore how can Rish Lakish say that it's fine even though there's oil on the koimitz of the minchas chodesh? And the answer is, the Gemara answers, loy, no, that's not what chodev shenis out of the bolol does not mean, as you thought, a completely dry mincha, a mincha schoite that got mixed up with a moist mincha, namely a regular mincha, but rather, minchas torim ve'elim, the minchas kvasim. It means we're talking about the minchas nisafin of the different animals were mixed together. Now, as we learned yesterday, when it comes to anything from the sheep family with the exception of a ram, so any baby sheep or any adult female sheep, then the mincha is very oily. You have one isor and a flour with three logim of oil, as opposed to with rams and with cattle, then the proportions are 1 to 2, because then you have for a ram it's 2 asurinim of flour with 4 logim of oil, for cattle it's 3 and 6. So we're not talking about dry and moist, we're talking about drier and moister. So the ones of sheep are called bolol because they're much more mixed, because you have three logim of oil for each isurin of flour. So now, they're definitely absorbing oil from one another, and therefore, Rav Yehuda, who holds that things that are oila can be mevatel one another, and it's only a matter of min b'min, are not batel, so he's going to say it's the problem, just as we learned in the Mishnah. that we said when such minchas nesachim are mixed together, then Rabbi Yehuda passes it. Whereas a chum hold olin ein mevatim zes, and therefore it's not a problem even one absorbed from another. So therefore, so this braisa would be talking about that. Not necessarily is it talking about a dry mincha where some oil was applied to it. And as Tosfos is saying, the question is why wouldn't we consider it riba shamna that you're adding oil? Because it's not, because that's not what the braisa is addressing. And it's fine to have oil on the koyma, so the minchas foika. And even as we just said, maybe it's a good thing to do that. And Rav Shlokish would hold lachachili, you should do that, and it certainly doesn't pass her to mincha. So they want to ask, v'hova hedya katoni lo. Well then, what do we need this braisa for? The Mishnah clearly says, minchas ponim ve'elim and minchas kvasim, or mishan, the same braisa actually says, minchas ponim ve'elim and minchas kvasim, if mincha of bulls or rams got mixed up with the mincha of sheep, the chorav shenis arvibol, or dry mincha got mixed up with a moist mincha, yikrav, then you can offer it. Rabbi Yehuda and lo yikrav, and Rabbi Yehuda says it can't. So we see the braisa is apparently talking about two different cases. One where all of them contain oil, but one contains more oil than the other, namely the kvasin relative to the chorav and the hilin, and the other where it's completely dry. And the answer is no. When the braisa says chorav shenis arvibol, it means perushi kamafadishla. Just means it's explaining. What do I mean? What is the problem, according to Rabbi Yehuda? With Purim ve'elim versus Kvasim, the problem is that one of them is more chorev than the other one is more bold, because the other one is somewhat drier, because you have only two lugim of oil per isara and a flour, where here, in the case of Kvasim, you have three. So it's not saying two separate things, it's just explaining. Purim mixed with Kvasim, namely, which amounts to chorev shenis arav v'bolo, then according to the Chachamim, it's fine. Ein olim mevatim zeze. According to the Yehuda, no good, because like we said at the top of the Amud, the einui minoi is with the einui minoi over the flour in this case overpowers and is mevatel the oil, and therefore you have too little oil. But the Braisa is not talking anything about a completely dry mincha. There you can put oil on it and it's not a problem, says Rish Lakish. So at this point, the Gemara sets aside this discussion. But we haven't shlugged up Rish Lakish, but the usual rule is when we have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the halacha is generally like Rabbi Yochanan with a few rare exceptions, and so it is over here also that Amman passes things like Rabbi Yochanan, that you have no business putting oil on even the claimants of a minchas chorita, and if you do, then it becomes basal. Okay. Another discussion. Boi Rava. Rava asked the question. Claimants shemitza shamnoi al gabe eitzim. Suppose that the koimetz, which contains oil in the case of most menachas, suppose that some of the oil was squeezed out onto wood. So Rashi gives two explanations. The first explanation is that then he placed the koimetz on top of that wood. So now the question is, mahu, what would be the din? Chiburi olin, ka'olin gamu, would we say that two things that are connected together and being offered to the mizbeach are considered like they're both being offered? So in other words, we have like the koimetz is supposed to contain a certain amount of oil. If that oil dripped out and went lost, then for sure the koimetz would be possible. Now we're talking about that it ended up on some wood. Now, can he fix up the situation by putting that koimetz on the wood? And therefore, now it'll be considered like that oil is back in the koimetz. And therefore, it'll be fine. Olav ka'olim domu, or would we consider that's not considered like something that's offered together? And therefore, now some of the oil is missing. That's Rashi's first explanation. Rashi's second explanation is that suppose, again, the oil dripped out or squeezed out onto the wood. The question is, do you need to now take that piece of wood that absorbed the oil and burn it together with the koimetz or not? Would we say that now that you have the oil absorbed into it, if you didn't offer that piece of wood on the mizbeach which contains that oil, then the mincha is lacking its oil? Or would we say it doesn't matter? Does it not matter? So in the first version, the question is, in other words, whether when we put them together, whether it's considered that we have all the oil again. And according to the second version, it's do we actually have to burn that piece of wood on the mizbeach? Tosfos has yet another explanation. Tosfos says the explanation is that some of the oil got absorbed into the wood and some of it is still on the surface. So now the question is, would we consider what was absorbed into the wood as though it was still be'ein, as though it was still visible on the surface of the wood, and therefore because it's connected with what's outside, and therefore we're fine. It's Kiburi Olin Domu, and therefore we consider it's all connected, and therefore we're not missing anything of the oil. Would we not, when we say that the oil that's absorbed into the wood is actually considered like as though it's gone, and now this mincha is missing some of its oil? So that's according to Tosfos. The Rambam has yet another explanation. The Rambam has a different gusa over here, not et sim, but et sen. So according to the Rambam, the gusa is that if the koimetz, if some of the oil was squeezed onto a bone, and then the case would be, in other words, that then that bone fell off the mizbeach. Now we learned in Zvachim that bones by themselves, if they're not once they're off the mizbeach, we usually say in Yodu Lo Yalu, once they're off the mizbeach, we don't put them back, because only when they're attached to the flesh do we need to put them back. The question would be, what about over here where it absorbed some of the oil of a mincha? Is that reason enough to have to put it back or not? And again, the question would be, since it's connected with something that's meant to be offered on a mizbeach, namely the oil, is that considered like it itself? Now that bone becomes oilin or not? So that's the question. So you have in short at least four different ways of explaining Rava's question. Amalei Ravina lo Ravashi. So Ravina asks Ravashi, why does Rava need to ask the question, Lav Hainu Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish? Wouldn't this be exactly the case of a different machlokas of Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish? Not the one that we just learned a few lines ago, but rather a different din. A din as far as Shchote Chutz and Halah B'Chutz that we learned all about at the end of Zvachim. The Itzmar, where we have a discussion about a point related to this. Hamala Eva Shein by Kazayas. Suppose a person goes and offers outside the Bish Nefesh a limb of a korban, which itself is smaller than a kazayis, the etzem mashlim of a kazayis, but together with the bone that it's attached to, it becomes a full kazayis. What would be the din? Rabbi Yechon on the chayev. Rabbi Yechon says he's chayev, so kodesh b'mezid and a chatas b'shoigig. Rish Lakish on a potter, and Rish Lakish says he's potter because you have less than a kazayis of meat. So Rabbi Yechon on the chayev chibura olin ko'ilin double. Why does Rabbi Yechon say he's chayev? Because things that are attached to something that's to be offered are considered like the thing itself that's to be offered. So therefore, so I don't care that part of this kazayis is made up of bone. The fact is, the flesh of the korban, or the imurim, or in the case of an ola, the entire korban, would have had to be burnt outside, would have had to be burnt on the mizbeach in the azara. Instead, now we took that and offered it outside. You don't have a full kazayis without the bone. Doesn't matter, says Rabbi Yechonon. It's all considered connected. Whereas the Shlokish says that no, because things that are connected to things that are offered on the Mizbeach are not considered like the things themselves that are offered. So, and therefore, the bone itself is not meant to be offered unless it's connected to the flesh. So therefore, over here, it can't help make up the Kazayas. So then it comes out that Machlokas is exactly on the same point as Rava is asking about whether the oil in this wood or bone counts towards the complete mincha or the various other explanations of Rishonim that we just said. So the Gemara says, no, it's not really the same question. No, as a matter of fact, you could ask the question both according to Rabbi Yechonon and according to Rish Lakish. Tiboy Rabbi Yechonon, you can ask Rava's question according to Rabbi Yechonon. You know why Rabbi Yechon is saying over there that the bone counts towards the kazayis is because it's connected to the flesh. The min of the baser, who, and after all, it is the same min as the flesh. But over here, the wood is not the wood, or according to the Rambam's view, so the bone is not at all the min of the koimetz. Even Rabbi Yechonon may not hold that it should be considered connected and be considered as one big thing. Or you could look at it the other way around. You know what? You could say the other way around. Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish would say it only as far as a bone, that it doesn't count, because it isn't absorbed into the meat. It is possible to separate it. And the fact is, if the bone was separated, then you don't have to put it back. As we learned in Zvachim about the whole matter of im yodu lo yalu or im yalu lo yodu, that bones by themselves that are not connected to the that a bone itself that's not connected to the flesh does not have to be placed back on the mizbeach. So therefore, you could say that they're considered two separate things.
Aval Shemen, but when it comes to this oil, the Lava Mifrashu, where it can't be separated, it's absorbed into the Koyim, it's loy, then we wouldn't say Chibura Oichlin to Oichlin Domu, because after all, they are, it is easy enough to, it's not, you can't separate them, you can't get that oil completely out of the wood, you can't get the oil completely out of the bone, so maybe therefore it should be kosher, or maybe there's no difference, even Rish Lakish would agree that it should count, and therefore that oil will combine together, and you do have to offer that piece of wood, or etc., according to the various explanations. So in short, Rava's question can equally well be according to either Rav Yochanan or Rish Lakish.
So the Gemara says, Teiku, well, we have to leave it unresolved. We don't have an answer for Rava's question. The Rambam, following the Gusa that he has, that we're talking about, that the oil landed on bone, and the question is, if that bone now went off the Mizeach, do you put it back? Then the Rambam paskins, you do put it back. Because of a suffix, the Noisa Kalim, on the Rambam explained that since it's a matter of a suffix, since the Gemara has left it Teiku, we don't want to disrespect Kodshim by not bringing them back onto the Mizeach, and therefore we'll bring it back just in case. The Mishnah says, Shtei Menachas Shalom Nikletzu. If you have two Korbanas Mincha, that a Koimetz has not been taken from either one, then it's Alru Zubazu, and they were mixed up one with the other. Im Yochel Likmetz Mezubafne Asma, Mezubafne Asma. So now, if you're able to take the Koimetz individually from each one, so let's say, for example, they fell in the Kali in such a way that you can still tell which one, you can still tell basically which one was the was which one, and you're able to you have at least a koimet size from each one that has not been mixed up, and you can tell which is which. So then it's fine, they're kosher. You take from each one the koimetz of the part that wasn't mixed. The imlav, if you can't do that, psulos, then it's going to be possible, because then you can't take the koimetz from either one, because then when you have to have a complete koimetz of each one. Each koimetz that you take now might not be a complete koimetz of flour from that one. It may be partially from one and partially from the other, and therefore it's no good. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim points out in his Sefer Lekutei Halachos, he says, even so, what if you have one of them you're able to get a koimetz from, but the other one not? Nevertheless, you still don't do from either one, because the shirayim won't be able to be eaten, and you can't take the koimetz unless you're going to have shirayim afterwards that are going to be able to be eaten. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Suppose now that you did take the koimetz from one mincha, but then it got mixed up with a different mincha where the koimetz had not been taken. Lo yakdu, then you should not offer the entire thing, because you don't have a mitzvah. You don't have a mitzvah to Rashi says the Rashi's on this Mishnah for some reason, or together with the Mishnah on Daf Chavez, but Rashi says you shouldn't even offer the entire mixture, because the mitzvah to offer is only the koimetz. You can't even say that you should take two koimetz in, because again, each one may have a mixture of the other one, and you don't have a complete koimetz of either one. So you can't do that. You can't offer the whole thing, because there's no mitzvah to offer the entire thing. The Sfas Emes points out that it's more than that. Also, once you have, there is somewhere in this mixture of koimetz which is supposed to be burnt, and you have other parts that are not, because you have a complete mincha that it got mixed into, then you have the rule that we've learned before, kolshen imenu l'ishim, whenever you have something which you're supposed to burn part of a korban in the anam is there, and you burn the other parts, then it's, and then you're over on an asset. So there's more discussion among Achronim about the ins and outs of that, but that's the bottom line. You don't do that. You don't burn the whole thing. Vim Hikter, if he did offer the whole mixture, Zushin Nikmetzah, well, then the mincha from which the koimetz was taken, Ola Labailim, it is Ola for the owner. The owner now is Yotze his mitzvah, because after all, the koimetz was burnt on a mizeach. Vizushalay Nikmetzah, the one that did not have the koimetz taken, like Ola Labailim, won't count for the owner, because the koimetz had never been taken, and he's going to have to bring another mincha.
Another din, this out of kumsia bishodeha, suppose the kometz got mixed in with the shirayim of that same mincha itself, or the shireya shachavata, or it got mixed up with the shirayim of a different mincha, lo yaktir, then again you can't offer that mixture for the same reason, because then you're offering something which doesn't belong on the mizbeach, because the shirayim don't belong on the mizbeach. In hikter, oil of the bailam, but if he did offer it, then the owner of the mincha that the kohenitz came from is yotze, because the fact is the kohenitz was burnt on the mizbeach. He shouldn't have done it, but nevertheless, later on in the Masechta, the Gemara brings this point again and points out that the Gemara discusses over there that sometimes you may have a case where we say, you know what, maybe we should tell the Kohen Machachilah to do it in order to save the Korban, in order to make it that the Korban will be kosher after all. But that would work. That would work in some cases, but it won't work in this case because the Tosfos points out later in the Masechta, because the Kohenitz and the Shirayim are considered two separate things. So later on, the Gemara brings this point. You have a case over there involving the Shei Alechem of Shavuos, and you have four kvasim instead of two. So you have to do two of the kvasim shalosh shema. Otherwise, you're going to cause the whole thing to be ruined. But over there, and the Gemara discusses over there the idea that sometimes we can say, I'm Lord Bachatev, Shvil Shatizka. Sometimes we'll tell him, you know what, go ahead and do an Aveira in order to save somebody else from a worse Aveira. But that would only apply within one min, and here we're talking about two different, then here we're talking about two different min. So therefore, so Bachatev, you shouldn't offer it, but the Bi'evit you did, then it's fine. Okay. The Gemara says, let's talk about these matters of bittul. Let's talk about this, these matters of bittul between two different things. And eventually we're going to relate that back to our Mishnah as far as this matter of the koimetz being mixed with the shirayim and so forth. Amar Rav Chista, nevela b'teila b'shchota. Rav Chista says if you have a piece of nevela meat and you have a piece of meat from a shechted animal, which is kosher. So now nevela b'teila b'shchuta. The nevela will be bottle in the shchuta. So you have two pieces of shchuta of kosher meat and one piece of nevela among them. Now nevela is the time of a person when he touches it. But now if a person touches any of these pieces, he won't become tamei because it'll be bottle b'roiv. In other words, because you don't know, any piece that he touched might be the shchuta. So the implication, according to Rashi, would seem to be if you touched all three of them, for sure you'd be tamei. Tosfos seems to be saying that the chlal there wouldn't even be tumas maga in this case in the first place. In any case, so the reason is why would the nevela be bottled among the shchuta? Rav Chista says she'ef shel shchuta she'ta'as nevela, because after all, it's impossible for the shchuta to become nevela. The shchuta is kosher meat. It's impossible for it to now go back and have the status of nevela, which is an animal that died without shchuta, because it's already been shechted. You can't undo that. On the other hand, continues Rav Chista, Ushchuta ain't a betela b'nevela. But vice versa, if you have a piece of shecht meat, a piece of kosher meat, mixed up with two pieces of nevela, then it will not be bottle. So now the implication of that is, if one of them were to touch truma, then we wouldn't say we should burn the truma because it definitely touched something tamei. We would say toiling. We would have to suspend that truma, and we can't be sure whether it would be tamei or not. Why isn't the shchuta bottle in the nevela? Because nevela can, in effect, get the din of shchuta and become kosher. Namely, delachim masrucha, when that nevela becomes spoiled and is not roy to eat anymore, pocha tumasa, its tumor goes away. We learn that because the pasuk says, as far as a nevela, it says you can't eat any nevela. You can give it like ger ashebisharacha. You can give it to a ger, meaning a ger toshav who lives in your cities. A ger toshav is, as we just finished a cycle of Rambam. The Rambam explained that a ger toshav has accepted on himself the shev mitzvos b'nei noach in a basin.
However, he's still not bound by the rest of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So in particular, he's allowed to eat Nevelim. So now, and he's allowed to live in your cities in Eretz Yisrael, unlike an Oved Avodah Zarah who's not. So now you can give him Nevelah and he can eat it. But since it says you give it to him and he'll eat it, so therefore we learn from that, the Gemara explains elsewhere in Bechoros, that only when it's still roi, only when it's still suitable for a ger toshav to eat, would it still be called Nevelah. Once it becomes spoiled and he can't eat it anymore, then it no longer has the din of Nevelah, and therefore it doesn't have the Tumah of Nevelah anymore. So therefore, in effect, the Nevelah has become Shchuta. Not that you're allowed to eat it, but at least that it doesn't have the Tumah of Nevelah anymore. Tosfos, by the way, points out, as far as when the Nevelah is bottled in the Shchuta, Tosfos is learning, again, that even if you touched all of them, you're not going to be Tomei because of the Suffolk. However, if you carried the mixture, you're definitely going to be Tomei because the Nevelah is Matame by carrying. Now, Tosfos also brings up the point we have in general when there's a Suffolk, as far as Tumah, we know that there's a difference between Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabin. In Rosh Hashanah Yochid, we generally say any suffix is tamei. In Rosh Hashanah Rabin, generally any suffix is tahor. But Tosfos points out over here, we can't really say that in Rosh Hashanah Rabin it should be suffix tahor because it's a case of kavua. Called kavua from Machzal Machzadami, we know that there's one piece of nevela or one piece of shchuta in this mixture. And therefore it's considered kavua, so therefore it's half and half. So therefore in the case, again, as Rashi said, where one of these pieces touched Truma, we would not say that, well, it's two out of three, it's two and three chance that it's Tomei. Instead we would say, we consider it lahalacha as though it's a 50-50 chance. And therefore we can't burn the Truma. Instead we have to consider it a suffix and totem. We have to set it aside. A different answer from one of the Achronim, the Olas Shloima, points out that a different way of talking about it. We are talking in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, but here we're talking about that something definitely touched the Truma. The question is about the piece itself, whether it was Tomei or not, and therefore the fact that the Truma has a Chesfus Tara is not really going to help us. In any case, so Rav Chisda is saying basically that we have to look at whether the lesser thing that's being mixed in, whether it's capable of becoming like the greater thing. Shchuta can never become Nevela. Therefore, Nevela is able to be bottled in Shchuta, but not the other way around. Now, so that's one opinion. But Rav Chanina says the other way around. Kol she'efshalo lias kamoihu. If the minority, which is bottle, is able to be like the majority, then in a bottle, then it's not going to be bottle b'roi, because then you have min b'minoi. And we're following fear, we're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Huda that we were talking about earlier, that min b'minoi is not bottle. Well, again, we talked about yesterday or the day before about the opinion of the Ran, that even the Chachamim might agree that min b'mino is not bottle when they're not only the same, they're not only with the same type of thing, as in this case, both of them are meat, but they have the same din. So over here, so Rav Chanina says, you have to look at the other way around. You have to look at, can the minority be like the majority? Then it's not bottle. So Rav Chanina would say on the contrary, therefore, Nevela will not be bottled in Shchuta. Now Rav Chisda had said it will be, because Nevela conceivably could become Shchuta in effect, meaning by spoiling, and now it's no longer Matame, and therefore it can be bottled. But Rav Chanina is going to say the other way around. Because whenever it's able to become like it, then that's a reason to say that it's not bottle, because now it's min b'minoi. V'chol she'eyech shelo lias kamoyu, if it can't be like it, as in what we said before, shchuta, for example, can never become nevela, well then, bottle, then it will be bottle b'roi, because then it's always going to be min b'sheini minoi. So in other words, he says the agadin would be the opposite of what Rav Chisda says. If one piece of shchuta gets mixed up with two of nevela, then on the contrary, it will be bottle. But if one piece of nevela gets mixed up with two of shchuta, then it will not become bottle. Well, the Gemara asks, "Aliba deman." Well, according to which Tana part of his standard of something arguing. We just said according to the Yehuda, but it's not necessarily the case. If you're saying that's according to the Chachamim, the Chachamim are saying that things that are offered on the Mizbeach are not Mavato one another, because they have learned from the case of the blood of the par and the sir that we talked about yesterday, that since both of those are meant to be offered, even though the blood of the par is much larger in volume than the blood of the sir, it's not Mavato because they're both Oilin. So they would say, by Oilin is not Mavato one another, Avo Min B'Minoi Bottle. But they agree that Min B'Minoi, they would say that in general, Min B'Minoi is Bottle. So therefore, so according to him, so according to the Chachamim, either Nevela or Shchota, they both are considered Min B'Minoi, they're both Min B'Minoi, they're both meat, so therefore they ought to be Bottle. If the Machlokas Reb Chista and Reb Chanina is within Reb Yehuda's opinion, then Reb Yehuda Basel Chazusa also. We see that Reb Yehuda goes according to the appearance. In the case of blood, he says it has to appear as blood. And we said as long as it appears as blood, he says Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. So he doesn't care about the difference of he doesn't care about the difference in dinim. He just cares about the difference in appearance or in substance. So therefore, according to him, Aidi v'Aidi min b'minayhu. So either Neveva or Shchota, they're both meat. They would be min b'minayhu and it wouldn't be bottle. So here, the Chista and Chanina are drawing a distinction between Shchota and Neveva, and each of them saying in one case it'll be bottle, in the other case that not. But it comes out according to the Chachamim. Either way, it should not. According to the Chachamim, it should be bottle, and according to the Yehuda, either way, it should not be bottle. So the Gemara answers Ela Libedir Reb Chiya. Rather, Reb Chista and Reb Chanina are arguing within Reb Chiya's opinion. The Tony Reb Chiya, Nevela or Shchuta, Betelus Zubazu. Reb Chiya teaches a Braisa that Nevela and Shchuta are bottle one in another. Now, they both understand it to mean. It doesn't mean one in the other interchangeably. It means one of them can be bottled in the other, but which one is bottled in which, and which one is not, then Reb Chista and Reb Chanina are arguing which one. So the tradition, I mean, Chassam HaRashba explains both of them understood. Betelus, Zubazu, each of them understood it to mean that one of them is bottled in the other, but not vice versa. So do we go according to the bottle and see whether the bottle is capable of being, whether the one that's bottled is capable of becoming like the Mavatal, or the other way around, and that would be the Machlokas. Okay, well, the question is Reb Chiya, Aliba Deman. Well, in turn, we have to ask, who is Reb Chiya following? In his statement, if he's following the opinion of the Rabbanon, again, they say that only when it's a matter of them both being Ulin, then they're not Mavato one another, but Min B'Mine would in fact be Bottle. The Rabbi Yehuda, and if they're following Rabbi Yehuda, call Min B'Mine, Rabbi Yehuda like Bottle. Well, then any time Rabbi Yehuda says, that is min b'mina, it's not bottle. So again, fine. The later Amiroim, Reb Chista and Reb Chanina, are entitled to be arguing within Reb Chiya's opinion. But where does Reb Chiya himself get his opinion from? And the answer is la'olam alibed Reb Yehuda. In fact, Reb Chiya's statement would be according to Reb Yehuda. He would say the chi ka'omer Reb Yehuda, the chi ka'omer Reb Yehuda min b'mina le bottle. You know when Reb Yehuda is saying that min b'mina is not bottle, hani mili heka de efshalo li lamer b'kavase. That would only be where one of them is able to be transformed into the other. Aval heka de efshalo li lamer b'kavase, but if it can't be the same thing, then Rabbi Yehuda would consider it min b'she'en b'mina, or bottle, then in fact it would be bottle. Because now that they have different dinim, so therefore they're considered to be min b'she'en b'mina. So we see that it's a matter of whether one can be like the others. Siddushim, I mean, Chassam LaRashba explains, if we ourselves were learning Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, we wouldn't have come up with that, but that's why Rabbi Chiya is giving the example of Nevela and Shchuta to clarify Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that in fact he would draw the distinction whether one is able to be like the other one or not. So now you understand the machlokas of Reb Chista says you have to look at the thing that's mevatel. Is it able to be like the thing that's bottled in it? So therefore he will say again that, for example, if Nevela got mixed in with Shchuta, given that the Shchuta can never become Nevela, therefore it's min b'she'en minoy, and therefore it's able to be mevatel. And vice versa, if Nevela gets, and vice versa, if Shchuta gets mixed in with Nevela, given that Nevela itself is able to become Shchuta by spoiling, then therefore we would consider the whole thing min b'mino, and therefore it's not bottled. But Rav Chanina, sava bottle, bottle, as when Rav Chanina would say, you go according to the thing that becomes bottle, whether it can become like a mevatel, whether it can become like a mevatel or not, So therefore you'd say the other way around. If Nevela gets mixed in with Shchuta, then you would say that since Nevela is able, since Nevela is able to become Shchuta, then therefore it would not be bottled because now it's min b'mino and vice versa. It comes out then, Rashi points out, according to that way of looking at it, Rav Chanina would have to say that Rav Chiya's statement is or according to Rav Chista rather, we would have to say when Rav Yehuda says ein dam mevatel dam, that would be not according to Rav Chiya's understanding. Rav Chista would have to have a different understanding of Rav Yehuda. That's not a matter of whether one can become like the other. Rav Yehuda says ein dam mevatel dam, even though cholin can't become kodshin, so it would mean necessarily that Rav Chista holds does not understand Rav Yehuda the way that Rav Chiya does. So the Gemara continues. So the Gemara says, Tanan, now let's look at our Mishnah and see how this whole discussion relates to it, and whether our Mishnah, which of these two opinions does our Mishnah fit with. Tanan, we said in our Mishnah, Shnei Menachos Shlein Nikmasu, you have two Menachos where Koimetz have not been taken from, and one was mixed with the other. We said, Im Yochal Likmetz Mezu B'fnei Asma, Mezu B'fnei Asma, if you're able to take a Koimetz from each one by itself, namely, again, that only part of them got mixed, and there's still enough of them that has not been mixed in the Kavi that you're able to take a koimet separately from each one. Then Kshedus, and they're both kosher, they're lab solus, and it's not their kosher. Now, let's figure like this. Now, let's consider what happens over here. Given the koimets lemechoda, once you take the koimets from one of them, ida habele shirayim, the rest of that particular mincha now becomes shirayim. So now what you have is, you have a mixture in the Kavi of Shirayim and Tevel. We're using Tevel over here. The Gemara is going to use Tevel over here in the looser sense of, the same way as when we talk about produce, it's called Tevel before you take off Truma and Maisa. The same way over here in Mincha, before the Koimetz has been taken out of it, is called Tevel. We're using the term Tevel for it. So the loy tamavati shirayim l'tibla. We see that the shirayim of the one mincha are not mevatel the tevel of the other one. Even though you have parts of it that are not recognizable, nevertheless you don't say that now that second mincha is considered one that's lacking from its substance before kmitza. And we learned in the first parak that's definitely possible, and you can't do kmitza with it. We don't say that. So we see that it's not bottled. Now, the Shittim Mukhabetis points out, I mean, both Menachos are the same size to begin with. It's okay, well, now that one has had the payments taken out and the other one has not, the one that's still Tevel is larger. But the point is, in other words, within the Kavi itself, inevitably you're going to have some places where the flour and oil of the mincha that's still tevel is in a certain area, there's going to be less of that than the flour and oil of the one that already has had the koimetz taken, and therefore at that point that little amount would be bottled, and therefore there's less than the proper amount of the other mincha, and yet we don't say that. So therefore, we see that it's not a problem. Now, mani. Now we have to ask, according to who is our Mishnah? Irabbanan. If it was according to the Rabbanan, ha'ami olin hudlin mevatel hadadi. The Chum said that things that are offered on a mizbeach are not mevatel one another. Ha min b'mino bottle. But they agree that min b'mino, other than that, is bottle. So then, in that case, according to them, the second mincha ought to be possible. El pshita Rabbi Yehuda. Evidently, our Mishnah must be according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says min b'mino is not bottle. Now, if we understand that, well, if we follow Rav Chanina, who says you go according to the bottle, well then, Batal Havikim Batal. The one that is the one that you want to be, the one that you want to talk about becoming Batal, namely the Tevel, is able to become like the Mevatel, namely the Lachi Komets Meidach, as soon as he takes the Komets. And that second one, Havalu Shirayim Kihani, then both of them are equally well Shirayim, and therefore, so therefore it's not, and therefore it's not Batal. Even before you took that Komets, Nevertheless, because it's able to become like it, then therefore it's, we're going to consider it already now min b'mino, and according to the Yehuda, it's not bottled. Rashi points out you're not going to ask on Reb Chanina that on the contrary the Tevel should be Mevatel the Shirayim, because the it's the other way around. The Shirayim can never become Tevel. Once you have the Mincha, the Koymetz has been taken, then this is irrevocably now a Mincha that has had the Koymetz taken from it, and therefore so it won't be like the other one. Therefore, according to Reb Chanina's logic, it's not able to become Vater. Tosfos also points out in this connection, by the way, that even if the Shirayim are missing something between the Kmitza and the Haftarah, that's not a problem. You don't have the full Sperek, but you could still offer the Koymetz. Even Rish Lakish, who held differently over there, eventually changed his mind, as we learned in the Gemara on Daf Tes. So in any case, the point is over here. So according to the Chanina, we understand what's going on over here. The Tevel is able to become like the Shirayim, but not the other way around. Therefore, the Tevel is not going to be. Therefore, the Tevel is not going to be Mevatel the Shirayim. And neither one is going to be Mevatel the other one. And Rashi adds that even if the Tevel was Mevatel the Shirayim, it wouldn't be a problem because once it's Batel, then it's considered as though it wasn't, and therefore you don't have it as though it wasn't there, and therefore you don't have anything extra. So according to Reb Chanina, it all works out. But according to the Fisto, who says that you have to go according to the Mevatel, Shirayim mi kohavu kibla, can the Shirayim become Tevel? They cannot. So therefore, lema al libe din Fisto de loike rabchia. So what do we have to say then? Following Reb Chista's logic, that we would have to say that our Mishnah does not follow Reb Chia's understanding of Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda would say anytime min min minoi, then they're not mevatel. Doesn't matter whether they have different dinim. Reb Chia had said that Nevela and Shchuta, one of them is bottle and the other, but apparently that would only be Reb Chia's understanding of Reb Yehuda, and our Mishnah would contradict that. So is that how it is? However, the Gemara says that's not really a proof, because you could say here we had to say that the Mishnah was according to the Yehuda. But now maybe we can say the Mishnah is not necessarily, after all, according to the Yehuda. It could be according to the Chachamim. Hosem Kedirab Zera. The reason in our Mishnah why the Shirayim of one Mincha are not going to be Mevatel, the Tevel of the other one, is based on what Reb Zera says. The Amr Reb Zera, Nemrak Torah B'Klimis, V'Nemrak Torah B'Shirayim. The Torah tells us two things as far as burning a Mincha. First, it says that you have to burn the Koymetz. And then the Pasuk also says, as far as a din of burning by the Shirayim, where we learned before, kol shemimenu la'ishim, whenever you have something where part of the korban is supposed to be placed on the fire of the mizbeach, then the rest of it you're not allowed to. So it's from there that we learn that you're not supposed to burn the Shirayim on the mizbeach. So we learn from that. Mahak Torah, Amur B'Koymetz, and a Koymetz Mevatel is Chavei, right? Now, just like when it comes to the Koymetz, one Koymetz will not be Mevatel the other, because, as the Chachamim have been saying all along, Ein Olam Mevatel Mezuazu. One thing that's offered on Mizbeach will not be Mevatel the other, and therefore, as we learned before, even if you have, as the Chachamim say, a Koymetz of one Mincha got mixed up with a Koymetz of another, nevertheless, they won't be Mevatel one another. So Reb Zera says the same thing, Afak Torah, Amur B'Shirayim, the same way when you talk about that the Torah is telling you not to burn the Shirayim, Ein Shirayim, Mevatel on Sakoymetz, the Shirayim is not going to be Mevatel the Koymetz, because the Shirayim can be considered to that extent only. They can be considered to that extent something that would have been offered on the Mizbeach, except that the Torah is telling you not to. So therefore they're not going to be Mevatel the Koymetz, and therefore they're not going to be Mevatel the Tevel itself, because the Tevel itself contains the Koymetz and contains Shirayim. So this would only work. This would only work according to. This would only work according to the Chachamim. A problem with this is that Rashi says that the Gemara is still trying to make the Mishnah work according to Rav Yehuda. But a number of Achronim ask that based on what we're just saying, it seems that this whole debate, if we're saying that's a matter of Oilin and not only the Chacham hold that, not Rav Yehuda. So how according to Rav Yehuda would such a thing work? But in fact, the Shittim of Kubetzis changes the wording in Rashi and then corrects the wording in Rashi so that Rashi is also not saying that the Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda in the end. It's the Rabbanon would hold. The Rabbanon would agree that Olin ain't Nevatim Zezeh. So here we started by saying that the Mishnah is appointed of Yehuda, and therefore the problem is that would mean we can't use Rav Chiya's understanding of Rav Yehuda. That there's a case where things are mavato one another, and instead we would have to make it work for friends, and instead we would have to say that Rav Chiya and our Mishnah disagrees with Rav Chiya's opinion. But now we're saying never mind that the Mishnah is appointed of the Chachamim, and therefore and the Chacham hold ein olim mavato zuasu, and therefore the Koimetz and the Shirayim can both be considered Olin, even though in practice you don't offer the Shirayim on the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, to that extent, they can be considered Olin because of this Zeva Shrava. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring another proof. The Mishnah had said, HaKoimetz Shenis Arab Mincha Shalim Nikmatza, if the Koimetz got mixed up with a Mincha that has not had the Koimetz taken from it, Lo Yakdu, we should not burn the whole mixture. Vim Hiktu, if he did offer it, Zushin Nikmatza also Labayalim, the one that has the koimetz taken counts for the owner. Rezushalay nikmatz are the one that the koimetz has not been taken from. Loy also the bialim does not count for the owner. Now, loy kamavatul loy tivul tivul koimetz. Here also, you see that the tivul is not being mavatul the koimetz, because we're talking about over here again that the koimetz got mixed up with a minchashalay nikmatz, which is tivul. You don't say that the tivul is mavatul the koimetz. Nevertheless, we're still saying that we're able to offer the koimetz, showing that it's not batul. Now again, mani, who would our Mishnah be like? If it was appointed in Rabbanon, they're saying things that are offered on the Mizbeach are not Mavato one another, but other than that, they hold that Min Mimina would be Bottle, so therefore the Koimetz should be Bottle in the Tevel Mincha, Elap Shittim Yehuda. Evidently, our Mishnah must be, or evidently our Mishnah would be like, would have to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Again, at this point, when the Gemara is asking this question, it doesn't know if Rabbi Zera is din, that it doesn't know if Rabbi Zera is Zera Shava. A lot of times in these kinds of discussions in the Gemara, many times the various Toshmas would mention a different Bote Medrash, and then eventually Rabbeinu and Ravashi assembled them into the Gemara as we have it. So it's not so surprising, it happens all the time, that the Gemara will bring another Toshma, which does not take notice of what was answered to a previous one, and the Gemara will have to point out the same answer applies, because that will be part of the editorializing of the Gemara, is that once we bring in this yeshiva, they ask this question, and that yeshiva, they ask that question, we can use the same answer for both of them. But right now, the Gemara is assuming that the Mishnah has to be according to the Yehuda. Well, again, Bishleim Lamanda Amma Basim Avatel as Linen. Well, according to Rav Chista, who says you go according to the Mevatel, and therefore he says, for example, that Nevela is Batel and Shchuta and not the other, because it can become Shchuta and not the other way around, then fine, Mevatel, Havik, and Batel. The Tevel, which is what you would think is Mevatel, the Koimetz, is able to become like the Batel, like the Koimetz. The Chokhuta, Chozil, Mikmat, Mineh, because any little bit, any particular grain of flour in the Tevel Mincha is capable of becoming part of the Koimetz. So it can be considered that it is. It's Minoy. Havalei Minu Minoy. So therefore, you have Min Minoy or Min Minoy or Minu Minoy Le Bottle. So therefore, it won't be Bottle. Ela Lamanda Amabasa Bottle as Linen. But according to Rav Chanina, who goes according to the Bottle, namely that we have to look at the Koimetz, and consider whether it can be bottled on that on those grounds. Well, koimetz bikahavi tivla. How can the koimetz ever become tevel? It can't. Once it's a koimetz, it's separated out from the mincha, and it's never going to become tevel again. So leimer deloike Rav Chiya. Again, would that mean, according to Rav Chanina, we would have to say that our Mishnah disagrees with Rav Chiya's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda? And the answer is, the Gemara says, Honami Kibbutz Zeda, no, because the answer would be that here also we can answer according to what Rav Zeda said, that since you have a Zeda Shava, that because of the Zeta Shava, we learn that the Shirayim are not Mavatal the Koimetz. But in general, we would say Mishnah is according to the Chachamim. In general, Min Mimino would be Batal, but in this case, you have a Zeta Shava that tells you not to. Okay. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring another proof. The Mishnah continued that if the koimetz of one mincha gets mixed up with the shirayim of another mincha, we said we had two cases in the Mishnah where it got mixed up with its own shirayim, or the other case, where it got mixed up with the shirayim of another mincha. Here we're focusing on the second case, where it got mixed up with the shirayim of a different carbon. Lo yachter, so we said you shouldn't burn the whole mixture, vim hikter, also the bialim. If he did, then it counts for the owner, because the fact is the koimetz was offered. Now, the ha-ha-ha. Now, in this case, koimetz and shirayim, neither one can be like the other one. Deloy have a mevato kebottle, voloy bottle kemevato. Neither one is able, though having mevatel to bottle, the mevatel is not able to be like the bottle, and so in Kodshim adds on the side, v'loy bottle to mevatel, neither one can be like the other one. The koimetz can't become shirayim, and the shirayim can't become koimetz. And v'loy to mevatel le shirayim the koimetz, and we still see that the shirayim are not mevatel the koimetz. Because if it was, then the claimants would be puzzled. Mani, now, who would it be like? Yabonon Mechula, we go through the same discussion as before. It can't be according to the Rabbanon, because anyway, Olin Ein Mevatlam Zezzeh, because only Olin Ein Mevatlam Zezzeh, and Shirayim are not Olin. So apparently the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And again, now the question would be on both Rav Chista and Rav Chanina. Now the question is, if we use Rav Chiya's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, that you can still have, that when it comes to, for example, Nevela and Shchuta, one of them can be bottle and the other, and Rav Chanina and Rav Chista are arguing which one can be bottle and the other one, which one not, but here, if you went either way, either the Shirayim would be Mevatel the Koimetz, or the, according to both of them, it's Min Mishain and Minoy, because it's similar to Nevela and Shchuta. One of them is considered Ein and Minoy, the other one, because one of them can't transform into the other. Here, neither one can transform into the other. The Koimetz can't become Shirayim, the Shirayim can't become Koimetz. So therefore, our Mishnah would seem to, if we say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, that it would come out, again, not like the Chiya's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. And here's where the Gemara brings the point of Rav Zeira, that we said before, Omer Rav Zeira, Nemerach Torah B'Koimetz, Nemerach Torah B'Shirayim, because it says Akhtorah by both the Koimetz that you're supposed to burn on the Mizbeach, and the Shirayim that you're not supposed to, and the Zeira Shava therefore teaches us, Mahak Torah Amur B'Koimetz, and Koimetz from Vatos Chaveira, because the Chachamim will say that just like we learn from this Zera Shava that one koimetz is not mevatel the other. Afak Torah Hamur b'Shirayim and Shirayim mevatel as a koimetz. The same way that when it says that you shouldn't burn the Shirayim, we can learn from that though the fact that it says Lo Sektiru, we can learn that Shirayim are not mevatel the koimetz. Now Tosfos points out why is the Gemara repeating that point again? Is because Reb Zeira's original point was actually said to answer this question. The Gemara has presented the questions out of order. Originally, this question was asked on both Reb Chiya and on both Reb Chista and Reb Chanina. And then Reb Zeira gave this answer. Now, earlier, when the Gemara used it, for other questions, those questions were asked later on, maybe again in different Bate Medrash, where you seem to have a contradiction on only Reb Chiya or on only Reb Chista or only Reb Chanina. And so each time the Gemara uses the same answer, but originally it was said in connection with this, which is why the Gemara quotes it in full again over here. Okay? The Gemara says, Toshman, let's try to bring another proof. We talk about the dinim of matzah on Pesach. Now, of course, you have to eat a kazayis matzah. And the matzah, of course, consists of flour and water. So now, a braisa says, tibla b'ketzach, if he spiced the matzah, if he spiced the dough for the matzah with ketzach, which is black cumin, or with sesame seeds, or with hominid tablin, or any other kind of spices, kshera, that would be kosher for eating on, Pesach. Matzahi, because fundamentally it is matzah, elishin niklas matzah metubelas. It's called spiced matzah, but it's still matzah. Now, it's not so simple in actual halacha. The Rishonim bring the skin. But first of all, it may mean it's kosher to eat on Pesach. It's not considered chometz, but not necessarily that you'd be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it. Because otherwise it wouldn't be lechem oini. So the Rambam, for example, Rishonim disagree, for example, within the Rambam's opinion that, whether he would allow spiced matzah for the mitzvah, or whether he only allows it during the rest of Pesach.
So with that said, though, with that said, though, Rishonim point out that that one of the Rosh brings from the Rekeach, etc., that you shouldn't use peppers in there because peppers are very, very spicy and very warm, and they're going to warm up the dough and it may become chametz faster. So there's quite a bit of discussion about that. Lamaisa, we don't, Lamaisa, nobody eats spiced matzah on Pesach, but nevertheless, again, the post can talk about maybe it's even kosher for the mitzvah, but the Magen Avraham says that no, you have to eat it kazayis without spices. In any case, there is also, the Rambam has a whole different understanding of our din over here. He says it's not in connection with the mitzvah of Pesach. He says it's in connection with the fact that you have to, that the shirayim of the mincha, when the koyanim eat it, they can bake it, they can do whatever they want with it, but they can't make it chametz. So now the Braisa would be saying that they are allowed to add spices to it. Anyway, matzah he, so it's called matzah, Elishan Nikos Matzah Mutubelis, but it's called spiced matzah. Now, the Gemara says, Kasapa Daidach. For purposes of the question, we assume that the case is the Apishlo Tavim Tfei Matzah. That maybe even he put more spices even in than matzah. Now, to be sure, you're not usually going to do that, but it could happen in one particular place. You have a clump of spices that happen to be in that particular area, more spices than flour for the matzah. And nevertheless, it seems to be fine. Well, according to Rav Chanina, who says you go according to the bottle, fine. Bottle have it in the bottle. Here you have the other way around. The matzah itself, the flour and water, is able to become like the mevatel, namely that you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it. The lechima apsha have it like a tavlin. Suppose that that matzah spoils, then it's going to be like the spices. You're not yotze with it because in order to eat matzah, it has to be edible matzah. If it's not edible, then you're not yotze the mitzvah. So eventually there could come the point where this matzah becomes like the spices and you're not yotze. Therefore, we can say that the spices, even if in one particular area, you have a clump of spices larger than the matzah, then you could say that's considered min b'minoy, and min b'minoy is not bottle. El amando amabos mevatel was learned, but according to Rav Chista, that you have to look at the mevatel. Tavlin meat can have a matzah. How could the spices become matzah? The fact is, you're not going to yotze the mitzvah of matzah unless you have a kazayas of flour and flour and water mitzvah, not spices. Tosfos, by the way, points out that the irrelevant Gemara that we learned in Zvachim talks about there is a difference whether there's a difference in flavor between them. We talked about over there, for example, dough made out of a combination of wheat and rice. There we said the difference is the taste. Now here, obviously, spices don't have the same taste as matzah. Nevertheless, the Gemara is not taking up that factor. Therefore, Tosfos says evidently all Gemara is disagreeing with that Gemara in Zvachim. So the question is, spices can't become matzah, so according to the Pista, how would this work? How could we say that he's yotze even though he's eating from a part that has more spices than matzah? And the answer is, because we're talking about he didn't put in that many spices. So therefore, you don't have any place where the spices are more than a matzah. The ruba matzah, he's the most of it is matzah, the loy botla, and therefore it's not botla. Therefore, the matzah is not bottled. The Gemara points out, Dekanami, in fact, you can see that from the wording, the Katani matzah here, Shindikas matzah matubelas, because the expression in the Braise is, it is matzah, but it's called spiced matzah. So the fact is that just calling it matzah here implies that it is mostly matzah, and therefore it's good. Shmamina, so therefore that proves. So in that case, you're not talking about where he put in so much spices. According to the Pachanina, it could, but according to the Pachista, you don't have to say that. You could very well say, that there was relatively little spices in it. In the Smacholikas of Rav Chanina and Rav Chista, it's Negeah as far as the Dinim of Tumah V'Tahara, so it doesn't come up among the later poskim who write on Shulchan Aruch, which doesn't deal with such halachas, but the Rambam brings it in Hilchos Shor Ovas HaTumah, and he passed like Rav Chista that Nevela can be bottled in Shchuta and not the other way around, meaning, in other words, we go according to the mevatel. We see whether the lesser thing is able to become like the mevatel or not, and based on that we determine whether it's able to be bottled or not.